This is Ben Swain, and I'm here once again with David Staley and James Henderson. I guess for the last time, guys, is this the last of the joint tripartisan podcast for WRELSportsFan.com?
This is very depressing. This is so sad.
We should have some background music, right? I mean, there's some sad music that should be playing.
Like the Titanic with the yeah. with the basketball plays when they play the Titanic music in the background.
I would go Boys to Men. It's so hard to think about it yesterday. I might go with that.
Us three walking on a beach, right?
We should have done like a playlist for this, or like a mixtape for our breakup. Yeah, so let everybody in on what we're doing. We're not mad at each other. We don't hate each other. We're giving up on doing a joint NC State, UNC, and Duke podcast. We're trying to help you guys out in what you want to listen to. So we're going to be splitting up this season for the Tripartisan podcast, again, for WRELSportsFan.com. And we're going to do our own shows. So we're still bringing you three great shows under the Tripartisan umbrella. But we're going to do it separately. And we're going to focus on our own schools of choice. I will once again be covering Duke, James will be covering NC State, and Dave will be all over the Mac is back to our heels. You guys have anything to add to that? Like, let us know what's in store for fans this year on your podcasts.
Yeah, I know for me at NC State, I mean, I do want to add, I think we will still be on each other's podcast from time to time, right, guys? I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about, you know, jumping on, especially like when the two teams meet and different things like that, we'll be doing segments. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's a deal.
I thought we weren't supposed to tell Dave that. I thought it was just going to be you and me, James.
Oh, okay. Was it my fault? I'm sorry.
I was willing to commit to that. And now I see I'm going to get taken off the group text, aren't I?
Yeah. I thought I just sent that to him. My bad.
You're absolutely right.
Right, and so I know for me covering NC State, my podcast will be up on Thursdays as well as my column. And, you know, yeah, I look forward to having you guys on. We'll be doing the same type of coverage, I'm sure, for me covering NC State, all the games each week and different things like that. Really excited about it and to keep this going for the Tripartisan.
Yeah, so to add, we will be co-hosting each other's podcasts on the two teams play. So, James, you and I will get together sometime in 2027, I think. When Duke and State next play, Dave and I will spend a lot of time together, and then you guys will get your turns as well. Dave, what can we look forward to on the UNC podcast?
Oh, I think it'll just be more of the same that we've been doing for the last season that you guys, I guess, have been doing for longer than that. You know, I'll cover the games. I've got some exciting segments planned, which I actually will. I've got a teaser or a trailer for this season's podcast that should be going live on your feeds maybe by the time you've listened to this. So I guess what we need to make sure everyone knows is that you're going to have to go out and resubscribe to now one, two, or three feeds. So we're each going to have our own. So the trailer that I've recorded is now going to be on its own feed. But yeah, I think actually what we should do is, you know how like Duke and Carolina always have the Daily Tar Heel and what is it? Is it the Duke Chronicle? Was theirs?
Yep.
You know how they always have the bet where the losing team has to do like the winning team's logo on the front page or on the back page or wherever it is. We should do that. Like if Carolina beats Duke, then you should have to play the opening to my podcast on yours when you go live the next week.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We can do that. We'll do it. Well, I think that's a great idea. I'm just a little concerned about blowing my shoe out if I'm on your podcast. Yeah, and we'll be just like the other two guys. I'll be covering Duke again this year, and we're going to still talk about as much Zion Williamson as we possibly can, just to keep the SEO up and to keep listeners engaged. We might just do a New Orleans Pelicans podcast. We might just go with that entirely, and we'll do a Pelcast and just talk about those guys.
I like that, a Pelicast.
I just came up with that off the top of my head. But seriously, we're looking forward to this year. We hope everyone out there enjoys our new approach to the tripartisan. We think it's going to be better for fans and let us dive a little bit more deeply into the teams that we cover. If I even have a football team to cover after week one when Duke plays Alabama, I'm a little concerned about that.
That's a fair concern.
And I'll probably be feeling that way come basketball season. So
I'm assuming I won't have any listeners until basketball season. So I'm just going to use the first part of the season as a warm up.
Well, no, now that you have your own podcast, this is the great thing about it, is you can start talking about basketball right now. Because I know I plan to do the same.
And for me, it's going to be all recruiting after November.
I like it.
That's all we care about anyway, James.
There you go.
That's all we care about. Well, guys, really, again, appreciate the support over the years for Tripartisan, and we're looking forward to bringing you our new format in 2019-2020. Again, you can find all three of our podcasts on WRELSportsFan.com. Subscribe to each individual feed. You don't want to miss any show, so go ahead and do all three of them, even if you're a Carolina fan or a State fan or a Duke fan. Go ahead and subscribe to all three. I think you'll enjoy all three. All three of us do a good job, and again, like James said, we'll be on each other's show prepping for those rivalry games. So stay tuned for that, and we will talk to you soon on our own individual Tripartisan podcasts. James, Dave, good being together one last time. I guess we'll see you guys in Greensboro. Is that right?
That sounds right.
That'll be it. Yep. Cue the violin music.
I'm going to miss you guys so much.
And that's a wrap.